This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's easy to appreciate the beauty of the Huron River. Whether recreating at Argo Cascades or sitting on the banks at Frog Island Park, we can see and appreciate the benefits of having access to such a resource and all of its tributaries and all of its wonder. But the river does much more than that for the communities it touches. The Huron River has a significant and positive impact on the economy. My guest today knows all about it. Elizabeth Riggs is Deputy Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, and thank you for the time today.
Thank you, David.
I want to go back to 2015. That's when the Huron River Water Trail was designated. It was the 18th such water trail in the nation and only the second in Michigan. So before we dive into the economics, can you describe, Elizabeth, what that designation has meant in the efforts to kind of maximize the opportunities the Huron River affords us through the watershed?
So actually, going back a few years before 2015, around 2012 or so, is when we really started putting together this idea of creating a water trail on the Huron River. We had about a three-year lead-up to putting in an application to the National Park Service to request designation as a national water trail. We thought that we had a pretty strong partnership and a really great story to tell, that really this is a river and a water trail that should be elevated to a national level so that we could bring more attention to it and to all the partners who work to make the water trail a reality. And so the benefits in being designated the 18th National Water Trail has really been just that, informing people that we do have a high-quality experience here for recreation and that we try to provide a uniform high-quality experience for people who want to kayak, canoe, stand-up paddleboard, fish, all the different ways you can get out on this river for recreation. We also have been able to get the benefit of being part of a network of really exemplary water trails around the country. So, you know, we can talk with people who have tried different approaches and, you know, different amenities for trail users. And it's a community of learning, really, that's raising our game on this water trail.
And part of the initiative that has gone on since the designation is the River Up Initiative.
Yeah, the water trail is just one part of a broader river revitalization. This is a vision of making the river a new main street for our communities on the river, from Milford in Oakland County to Dexter and Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and then all the way down to Flat Rock. And the idea is with River Up, how do we help our communities really leverage the benefit of having this high quality river running through our backyards? So that might be, you know, how do we get people off the river and into downtown Ypsilanti, for example, to get a bite to eat, to check out an event? And kind of making our front door on the river. We also have been improving the habitat in the river, for example, fish habitat restoration and osprey nesting platforms are a couple of examples. And then, of course, this river recreation piece with the water trail. So it's a public-private partnership. We've been actively raising money for this. Now we're at around $2.5 million over the past 6 years of private and public funds, and we're leveraging about $40 million locally for that work.
And locally, it is going to further expand into the border-to-border trail and continue being a part of that and draw more people both to the river and then back into the cities and communities.
Exactly. You know, the border-to-border trail has been an ambitious and exciting trail project that has been led by Washtenaw County for a number of years. And, of course, a lot of that follows the river corridor. So it's just a natural that not only do we want to get people out on the river to recreate, but also recognize that there are fabulous trails in the area and that also connect beyond. You know, the border-to-border trail is now part of the Governor's Iron Bell Trail, which covers the entire state, both peninsulas. And so there continues to be just a lot of energy and excitement around how do we enjoy the natural resources here locally.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about the Huron River with the Deputy Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, Elizabeth Riggs. Now, in 2016, the Council commissioned a study to determine the economic value of the Huron River and the water trail. And what did you learn? What was the determination? What's the economic impact there?
Yeah, well, I'd just would like to start with the questions that we had posed in the first place. You know, we thought we're putting in a lot of efforts, and so are, you know, a lot of other people, to improve the trail experience in the area. And what's the payback? You know, how many people are coming out? We didn't have basic information about who's coming to the river, what kind of recreation are they enjoying. So we wanted to get a better sense of who's there and what kind of economic impact they're having on our communities along the Huron. We also wanted to know, what is the value of having a high-quality fishery that people want to experience? What's the value of those floodplains and the forested riverbanks? Basically, what is the value of those natural systems along the river? So we commissioned the Grand Valley State University team that did the work, led by Paul Isley, who's an associate dean there. And they worked with us to put together this study. So they spent about a year doing that. And we also did a lot of on-the-ground research, spent last summer surveying people who visited six spots along the river, from Milford to Flat Rock and points in between, to talk, you know, do a random sampling of who's coming to the river.
And the result?
The result is really some amazing numbers that we really didn't expect. So in a year, we know that there are about 2.5 million visits made to the Huron River. And we also know that the economic impact is significant. Annual economic output is about $54 million. And there's about 641 local jobs added to the region because of the river and river recreation. And those environmental, or those natural systems I was talking about, a conservative estimate on that is $150 million a year.
Million.
Yep, to have, you know, clean water and wetlands and floodplains, all those natural services. And then really, you know, what's the total value of the river when you look at it over a longer period of time? We're looking at about $3.8 billion, with a B, total value for the Huron River.
And it validates the fact that it is worthy of ongoing investment. As you've kind of mentioned, and when we were talking about the river up, there was a long period of time where we saw communities developing kind of with their backs to the river. And part of the mission has been to get that turned around, where we face and embrace the river. Tell us how that's manifested itself tangibly throughout the Huron River Water Trail, and specifically here in Washtenaw County.
One way that we're really able to measure that is just the sheer number of people who are renting boats from our local liveries, or who are going to stores and buying their own equipment. So we now have a feeling that there are more people from the area, as well as from other parts of the country, who are coming to check out our local communities and, you know, spend a weekend or a day coming to the river. We have seen the addition of new businesses in the downriver part of the Huron. There are now two kayak outfitters where before there weren't any. And so we're seeing the new businesses as well as an expansion of existing ones. And there still are opportunities for restaurants on the river. We could use some more hotels in our towns on the river so that people could do multi-day trips. But we're really excited to see that the visitorship to the river is strong and it's growing.
And beyond the tangible, is there a sense that you have that more people are becoming connected to the natural environment and finding a deeper sense of appreciation for this resource we have running right to our community?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. You know, I think a lot of people have taken this resource for granted, and also maybe were thinking that it was how it was back in the 1960s, you know, that that wasn't a clean river at the time. But there's been so much improvement, and we still have work to do, but that we do hear more of this sense of pride as people talk about the river. And I think that National Water Trail designation has helped with that. And, you know, through River Up, we're looking for a variety of ways for people to interact with the river, including some inspired design. So I'd encourage people to go check out the benches along Barton Pond, north of Ann Arbor.
Well, and let me ask you this, and perhaps that is part of the answer, but on a very personal level, what is your favorite thing to do on or along the Huron River?
I very much enjoy running and hiking the trails on the border to border. And as far as in the water, there are some great spots for swimming.
So hopefully we'll run into each other out there.
That sounds great. I'll look for you.
That is Elizabeth Riggs. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, David.
Elizabeth is Deputy Director of the Huron River Watershed Council and our guest for this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. I am David Fair, and this weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard each Wednesday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.